Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. Good morning. How y'all doing today? I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Today is such an amazing day, and we are just so, y'all know we're excited. This is our, really, it is the conclusion of January. This is, I believe, the last week of January. The last week, but not the last days. I think the last days, like the 20th. Well, yeah, I think it is, America. But anyway, we are coming up on February, and I'm so excited about that. And knowing that we have Valentine's Day coming up, but even more than that, January of 2017. Oh, wow, this is the very beginning of knowing how great this year is going to be, because it's already great. It's already started out in a major, exciting time of impartation, love, and just everything. Y'all know all of those things that we anticipate, you know, and last year was one of those years. It was a great year. Last year was a great year. We thank God for 2016. A lot of transition was going on, you know, of course, presidency and all that. And, you know, a lot of people not happy, a lot of people happy. But, you know, you can't make everybody happy, you know. And we just got to be who we're called to be in this nation. And that is we elevate our prayer life and becoming more prayerful for our president and that has come, and also to cover our president that has exited. And his wife, and we're just so grateful for, you know, the Lord himself, and we know that he, no matter who's president, he is king, and he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we just thank God for who he is in our life, and more so, we thank him for the elevation of sending the Holy Spirit to be able to live within us, and we're just so grateful for that. So, y'all know I'm just a grateful person, and I just want to tell the world how grateful I am, but we want to start our day by definitely acknowledging our callers and definitely our listeners. So we encourage you to call in today at our call-in number. That's 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. So feel free to come and chime in with us today. We're having a great day here at the Mansion, at the Mornings at the Mansion show. And we have an incredible topic. You know, we kind of get into this meaty word in 2017, you know, as the Lord has given it to us. So this week's topic is, are you teachable? That's the question of the day, America. And that is a great topic because, you know what, it's all about the mindset. And then this is the season that the Lord is really calling us into the deep to think about who we are, where we're going, where we're coming from. You know, and we have to always know that God has, as I read this word daily, that I'm finding out that the Lord is asking us questions, even in his word. So he's encouraging me to reignite that place in our minds and in our hearts to have that daily check. You know how they say, y'all know we sung it last week, check yourself, but wreck yourself. So we have to do that, really, and know that God is calling us to do that, you know, and encourage ourselves. And kind of like Mike used to say, you know, it all starts with the man in the mirror. And we have to look at ourselves, and we have to, you know, some of the, and every day is not Sunday, but it can be a great day. It can be a successful day, a victorious day. And the way you do that is by, you know, just holding on to God's unchanging hand and allowing him to lead and guide us. And that's why this portion of are you teachable is so important. And it just gives you a time to, you know, reflect on who you were in 2016 and if how much have you learned in your growth, if you've grown at all. You know, so these are questions that you that are really important, and you really need to take the time to ask yourself. And you can just say, self, have you learned anything different this year going into 2017 than you did in 2016 going into 2017? So it's just really important that you do that, and obviously this is the direction that the Lord is taking us. We're going to come out of the Word today of Proverbs 12:1. So when we kind of get back, so everybody get ready, get your, you know, get your Word out, get your phones out, wherever you take your Word at. Just open it up and kind of go along with us. Feel free to call in, like we said before, and chime in with us on this amazing topic and just kind of like have this great conversation. Y'all know this is a talk show, right? So we try to talk about it, you know, and then encouraging oneself to be about it. So just walking this life out together and doing life together. That is where I'm at with people that the Lord is connecting me with in this season, is understanding how important they are. It's not just about me or them. It's about us collectively as a team, you know, because there is, I tell the ladies here, just people that I'm connected to, that there's no me without them, not in the depth anyway, you know. And a lot of people are just really existing today. They're not really living. You know, and it's just time to turn up the volume on life and do it, because we never know what tomorrow holds, and that's kind of a good thing, okay? And we have to really be encouraged to live today as if it is our last day here. You know, that's why I want to just say I love y'all today, because I don't know what tomorrow holds, and I pray that, you know, that you guys know how tangible this is and how genuine it is, you know. Coming from the writer's heart. So I just wanted to say good morning, America. And you guys know we are coming up on our amazing conference. I'm so excited about this conference. I'm going to be talking about that a lot today, because this is the weekend. Friday and Saturday night is our kickoff. Friday is our kickoff. It's kind of like a pep rally for the conference. So you guys come out and join us. And if you need any information, we will put it all up. You guys can go to our site. We've been talking about it probably for the last 3 months. So if y'all ain't caught this thing yet, this is for the new listeners today that are listening in. We're just so excited. And we just pray that you guys know that we are so excited about everything that's going on in this season, you know, definitely for the kingdom cause. So please be mindful to continue to pray for us as we elevate in this season. So we're definitely going to take our time. We're going to go to commercial. And when we come back, guys, we're going to get into the meat of this word, so you guys can just kind of chime along with us. But just feel free to call in, callers. And that number, once again, is 646-668-2247. And we are located here at the Mansions on Park Road. We're so excited about where we're at, who we are, and where we're going. So we're going to go to commercial, and we will be right back.
Hello, America. I am your host, Evangelist Marlo Mosey, and I want to invite you out to the Bling of the Earth Women's Conference, January the 27th and 28th of 2017. It is going to be one of the most amazing and powerful movements for women, a virtuous woman's mindset. It's time to shift the mindset of all young women and girls. In God's Word, Proverbs 31 and 10 describes us as far more than rubies, diamonds, pearls, emeralds, the jewels, the bling of the earth. At the Bling of the Earth Women's Conference, we have for you dynamic keynote speakers, catered lunch, live entertainment, prizes, and businesses to shop. This two-day event is only $25 to register, and your lunch is included. Vendor tables are $50 or $100, and they include your table, chair, and even your lunch. To register, or if you have a business and like to be a vendor, go to blingoftheearth.wix.com/info, or go to the Eventbrite page at eventbrite.com, the Bling of the Earth Conference, or Marlo Mosey's Facebook page. And remember, you are the bling of the earth and truly the light of the world. It is your time to shine. See you there.
are back, America, at our Mornings at the Mansion show. We just want to say welcome back and good morning, America. So today's topic is, are you teachable? And I don't know why the Lord chose it, but, you know, we don't ever know what God does. We just kind of flow how he flow because we have the heartbeat that he has. And we're just so excited about this opportunity to talk about it, to be about it, you know, and just to hear the heartbeat of just you guys. So feel free to call in and let us know that you're listening. That's always a great thing. So we're going to go to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 12 and 1. And we are definitely in this place of being teachable. I'm so grateful that, you know, learning that you really have to have a heart to be teachable and knowing that we don't know everything. So the word of the Lord reads, whosoever loveth instruction loveth knowledge. And that word loveth is what that is. But he that hateth reproof is brutish. So the word brutish means pretty much like a beast, showing little intelligence or sensibility or the lack of understanding. And some translations in the Bible says just stupid. And I thought, now, whoa, God, you are like, you talking about a rebuke. I mean, the word of the Lord says to not be brutish, which is mean just to basically just don't be stupid, you know. And knowing that God tells us that, so obviously it's some stupid people. And I'm not just saying you guys are stupid, but I'm saying it's the act of or the lack of that makes us, you know, who we are. So my question to you today is, have you ever encountered a person that's kind of legalistic, you know, that or they know everything about everything, you know, and if you have encountered a person that way, or if you have someone in your atmosphere that is that way, I have kind of a bit of advice this morning, America. When you know that you are deeply in that type of environment or atmosphere, you have to look for the exit sign, okay? You really do. And just find your way out. Because if not, you will find yourself on some new blood pressure medicine, okay? That's the truth. Yes, America, I'm telling you. Because this is when you realize you are in the presence of an unteachable spirit, okay? You know, and that's just not like you know everything, but, you know, conversing, and when you're in atmospheres with people or you, you know, and encounter other people, because you do that at work, no matter where you go, you're always going to be in the presence of other people. And it's nothing like having a great conversation or a great atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't even have to say anything, just your presence is a presence. But in the majority of the time, when you are in the realm of a brutish person, like the word is telling us here, that you're going to have some people that just come out, I'll be all over the place, you know, and your spirit is going to come in, and, you know, in line with that spirit, and then you're going to have that conversation, and then, oh my gosh, he ain't going to throw hers, and you're going to be like, oh my, I ain't gonna do this person, whether it's a man, a woman, or whoever. And that's why I say look for the exit sign. Because if you are an atmosphere changer like myself and the atmosphere just don't shift, you already know. It's almost like you are in the presence of, like the word says, a beast, of somebody that's just ridiculous. So what I do, that's just why I gave you that advice, America, is I look for the exit sign. And I find the way out because I'm just not going to be able to do that type of atmosphere. And you just have to know that, you know, and know what you can do. And you have to pick your battles and you have to know that. So, I mean, it's just those type of people in the world. And when you know that you're in the presence of an unteachable spirit, really you have to lead people where they're at. And then yourself know that you can just be present in that and do it, you know. So it's all kinds of things that happen during the days. You know, we wake up, we never know what today holds and who we're going to encounter. But I'm telling you, just from experience being in the an atmosphere like that, I have to exit because if I don't, I find myself, you know, either getting tangled up in that or arguing with a person. Not really argumentative, but because I don't do that anymore, but I used to. You know, that's just being transparent. And you just can't win in that type of setting. You know, you just have to allow yourself to say, you know what, I'm just not going to be able to do that. But those are questions that we really have to ask ourselves. Are we teachable? And if not, how do we become teachable? You know, and I tell you, the greatest book in this word to really get into the meat of is Proverbs, because this is a book of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And it really teaches you about you. You know, it talks about it talks about marriages. It talks about what type of woman you are, what type of man you are, how you're thinking, what are you saying, what are you not saying. It brings awareness to the mindset. You know, so Proverbs, get in your word, and we talked about this previously, is 31 chapters in that book. And except in February and some other months, it's mostly 31 days on the calendar. And even in that 30th day, double it up, you know, just double it up. But this is just such a great book. But what we're going to do, we're going to come back, and we're going to stay in the book of Proverbs here a minute. We're going to come back and get into the meat of the wisdom of how to stay teachable, and we're going to just talk about it, and we're going to learn how to walk it out every day, you know, and not allow ourselves to get on some new blood pressure, okay, because that's what the world will do. It'll take you there. So we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to pray that the callers call in so we can all talk about this together today, and when we come back, we'll be still in the book of Proverbs. So we'll be right back, America.
When I'm with you, curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms, all my fears melt away.
ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right. At the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Row Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
And we're so excited about today. Today is a beautiful day. We are definitely in the Word of Proverbs, and our topic is, are you teachable? So I thought that, you know, when God gave that to me, I said, Lord, you know, it's obvious that we all need to talk about this, think about it, resonate on it, especially with this being a new year, you know, focusing on new things and new. It's nothing better than the new you, you know, and especially when you are being led by the Spirit of the Lord, which the Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth, and just being able to walk it out in that place. So we're going to continue in the Word of the Lord today. Proverbs is the chapter we're in right now, and we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to read from verse 4 through 7. So the Word of the Lord reads, He taught me also and said unto me, Let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, and forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That is so amazing to hear the word of the Lord. And we've read that time and time again, you know, over the years that we've studied, you know, different topics, you know, but just to resonate on being taught, because we're talking about being teachable, you know, and knowing that, you know, wisdom is the principal thing, like the word says, and with all thy getting. So everything that you're getting, and with all thy getting, get understanding. You know, it's nothing better than having a great understanding, no matter what it is, you know, whether you're reading or studying or just even having a conversation about what you're having a conversation about. Just get understanding, because it's the principal thing. It's so amazing to hear God say that to us. And what's even more amazing, we're going to roll over to Proverbs 8. We're going to talk about a little bit more wisdom, because it is the principal thing. We're going to go to Proverbs 8 and 11. And this is, y'all know I'm so into this word here, where it tells us, for wisdom is better than rubies, okay? And in all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. So the word of the Lord is telling us that, I mean, that's precious. That's like a jewel. Wisdom is, it can't be replaced, you know. Once you get that rooted down in you, it is the ultimate thing to have, you know. It's more valuable than anything, because you are walking that thing out. You know, you're not having to pay the price for this, because when we function in a spirit of foolishness, you know, and lack, we have to, there's a recompense for that. You know, it's always overflowing, and we have to go back and try to clean it up and make it right. And it's just, it can make you really tired, you know, when you're not functioning in that type of spirit. So wisdom is so principal, and it is so good, and it's so valuable and weighty. And that's what God is telling us, you know, when you're talking about rubies, that's valuable, you know. And I just thank God for explaining that the way he does to us, because especially us women, because we really get it. When he's talking about them jewels, that's why we're the bling of the earth. That's why we're doing this conference, so that we can do this great impartation of who God says that we are in the land, in the earth today. And we've always been it. You know, I just don't believe that we've ever gotten into the depth of, and that's the total understanding of who we are and what he says about the women and the virtuous woman at that. And that's our subtitle a virtuous woman's mindset. So I just thought I'd pull that in there since we talked about rubies, because that is who we definitely are, diamonds, rubies, pearls, emerald, all the jewels, you know. And I'm just excited to know that a portion of that is wisdom. And we definitely have to have that and walk that out and knowing who we are. So we're going to continue in Proverbs, and we're going to go to Proverbs 9 and 9. Yes. And hear what God is saying to us about this contagious word. Proverbs 9 and 9 reads, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. But teach a just man, and he will increase in his learning." So that's like much more, you know. And as I kind of listen to what the word is saying, you know, I begin to write about some of the tangible things that that's really important. And in here, it was flowing from my heart this morning. It is a immeasurable importance for Christians to have a heart that is willing to be taught and receive instruction, just as Proverbs 9:9 states. So as Christ, we must be led daily by the Holy Spirit. We are so fortunate, America, to have the Holy Spirit and to be living within us today, you know, and knowing that God gave us that word when he went to the cross and how he told us that I'm going to send you the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, you know, that we can not only walk with, but that can really live in us and that it leads and guides us every single day into all truth and knowing that, you know, of course, we're going to make mistakes until the day we're no longer here, but there are a lot that we don't have to make, you know, when we are led daily. And that's why it's so good in the mornings to, you know, seek him and seek his face and know what he's saying to us, you know, about even just our day, you know, what to do, what not to do. That's really important, you know, that our mornings are new, are fresh, because his mercy is new every morning concerning who we are, you know, or just to say who you are. So just be encouraged in that word and knowing that it's really important to be led daily by the Holy Spirit, because you will definitely make great choices and make great decisions on even from the smaller things to the bigger things, you know. So just be mindful of that. Be encouraged in that, and just, you know, get into your word. You know, get into the word of Proverbs where it's talking to us about that. So what we're going to do at this time, y'all know, we're going to go to commercial, and we will be right back to get into the conclusion of this. We're going to talk about our conference. We'll be back.
Thank you.
right out of my heart. Can you promise me when the morning comes, I won't miss you so much?
Ladies, have you heard about the Anthony Michelle Experience? Let me tell you, it's one of the most exciting things that could happen to you. You've heard them talk about it. That is, that magic factor. It is what you'll be feeling when wearing an Anthony Michelle design. Anthony Michelle custom-made clothes and accessories are designed with you in mind. The real woman. From casual to business, cocktail to evening, Anthony Michelle has something that will set you apart from the rest. Oh, and yes, for you travelers, jet setters out there, she even provides resort and swimwear available year-round. If you're looking to establish your own sense of style and be different, Anthony Michelle has something for you. Located at 2706 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas, get a feel of the Anthony Michelle Experience.
Mornings at the Mansion Show. So welcome back, America, to our Mornings at the Mansion Show. I'm so excited about today. It's such a beautiful day. I think we're going to be in the 75-degree weather today. And I got on some boots. But it's okay. Because we just never know here in Texas what it's going to be. Because I think tomorrow's going to be like 58. So it is what it is. So we're going to thank God for the sunshine. It's a beautiful day. It really is. It's just so pretty in the Metroplex and the DFW, as we say. So we're going to conclude in our word today and just kind of talk about what God is saying to us about having a teachable spirit. So instead of trying to figure out everything in our hearts, we should definitely aim there with the Lord as He leads and guides us into all truth through the Holy Spirit. Spending time in the presence of God is truly the antidote. It really is. And the question once again is, how do you know if you have a teachable spirit? And the way that you know is when you see measurable growth and character development within yourself. That is how you know. If you're changing for the better, then you are teachable. If you're not the same person who you were 1 year ago at this time, then you are teachable. Okay? You really are. You know, you just have to know that. You know, so these are just kind of some of the quick things that I wrote down that were, like, really in my heart this morning. A non-defensive person is teachable when you allow others to speak truth into your life. And when you're seeking wisdom, you have the fear of the Lord in your life. That's when you know that you are teachable. And a teachable person definitely drives out a rebellious spirit, okay? Because wisdom and rebellion cannot cohabitate. They just can't. They cannot live together. It is just such a, it's that's that warfare place, you know, when you know you're in warfare and when you're just kind of struggling within your own self, you know. And I really can say that that's when you really know you don't have any peace. When you are having that tug of war going on, you know. So just be mindful of that. And as you, you know, continue to think about, you know, transitioning in this year, becoming more teachable, because it's nothing like getting, you know, more wisdom and knowledge. It's nothing like being able to walk in that place and being connected to people where you're really trying to go. You know, instead of people always pulling on you, there has to be a balance, in who you are, you know, and doing the same old thing, expecting something different, really is a spirit of insanity. It really is. That's what the Bible tells us. So you just have to really reach deep within yourself and, you know, ask yourself, what, you know, those questions that are really tangible. You know, if you feel that, I haven't, you know, made any progress, you know, I haven't done anything different, you know, within a whole year, you know, this kind of gets your mind to thinking and chiming on, you know, I'm really ready for a change, you know, and you really can have that, you know, we all can. So this is just a time of encouragement, you know, to know that we all must remain teachable. And it's not even an age thing. You know, the Bible tells us that we have to come with that childlike, you know, spirit, you know, to be able to receive what he's saying to us, and even not just God himself, but, you know, he uses people, you know, because we never know who we're entertaining, you know, we just don't. And you, God can send someone in your path to elevate you or to encourage you, to lift you up, or even just to resonate the question, you know, as they be that exemplary person for you that day. So you just have to know that. And you don't know that if you're walking in that place of being brutish. Remember? God was telling us in the beginning about that type of spirit, you know, that we don't want to be able to, you know, walk that out and say that we are, you know, men and women of God. We just have to be mindful that, you know, God is calling us into the deep. That's the big picture here. And he wants us to grow and learn more. That way we can really represent who he is and who he has called us to be, you know, in this time. Because, you know, we've been hearing this since our grandmothers, you know, when they were saying we are in perilous times. They've been talking about that, and we still going to keep talking about that because we never know the day or the hour, you know. And we want to make sure that we're lined up on the parallel and that we are really hearing the voice of God. And that we're really pillaring other people as well, that we're praying for our brothers and sisters. And even when we see people fall, we still have to pray for them. You know, and when we fall, we have to pray for ourselves, and we want people to pray for us because we're not perfect. You know, we're striving for perfection because we know the one that is perfect, and we want him to continue to, you know, live within us and walk with us every day and to teach us how to, you know, rise above those things and not just continue to wallow in our own mess. So those are just, you know, a place of, you know, encouragement and empowerment and just to be inspired by ourselves, because sometimes I have to have my own pet rally, America. I have to get in the mirror and, you know, hip, hip, hooray, Marlo. Let's go, girl. And y'all know what it'll take all about, but there are days, okay, that I have to be my own cheerleader, you know, and I have to encourage myself and pull myself up, you know, because, you know, every day has not always been great, you know, and the Lord promises in his word that our latter should be greater than our former, you know, so we all definitely want to have that to look forward to, you know, as we grow, you know, older and as we continue to be youthful all at the same time, you know, because I'm having a look every year we have another birthday. But that doesn't mean that we have to feel like that. You know, we can, you know, definitely feel how we look, because we are as old as we look and feel too sometimes, you know. So just be encouraged in that place, America, because it's really real, okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to go to our last commercial, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the conference. So y'all get ready, because we're going to blow it up, you know, because it's all in our hearts, and we're so excited about it. So we'll be right back, America, so. Love ya.
Every week,
of your love for me.
And Hershey chocolate kisses.
Evangelist Marlo Mosey, and I want to invite you out to the Bling of the Earth Women's Conference, January the 27th and 28th of 2017. It is going to be one of the most amazing and powerful movements for women, a virtuous woman's mindset. It's time to shift the mindset of all young women and girls. In God's Word, Proverbs 31 and 10 describes us as far more than rubies, diamonds, pearls, emeralds, the jewels, the bling of the earth. At the Bling of the Earth Women's Conference, we have for you dynamic keynote speakers, catered lunch, live entertainment, prizes, and businesses to shop. This two-day event is only $25 to register, and your lunch is included. Vendor tables are $50 or $100, and they include your table, chair, and even your lunch. To register, or if you have a business and like to be a vendor, go to blingoftheearth.wixsite.com/info or go to the Eventbrite page at eventbrite.com, the Bling of the Earth Conference, or Marlo Mosey's Facebook page. And remember, you are the bling of the earth and truly the light of the world. It is your time to shine. See you there.
We are back at our Morning at the Mansion show, and we're so excited, America, to talk about the most important thing that's going down in the Metroplex this week, which is our Bling of the Earth Conference. And it is going to be such an amazing time, a great time of impartation. We have the most incredible speakers from the Metroplex of the DFW that you guys want to come out and hear this great word of these amazing women that are so geared up to just really do what they're called to do in this season, but definitely this weekend. And this is our flyer for the conference. It's an amazing time, beautiful flyer, great speakers. We have our great ministry team that is going to be totally taking us to the next dimension in our worship. We have an amazing vocalist by the name of Cree Perkins. Y'all have heard her on our show in her Unblind Me, and she will come with several amazing songs. So we just want to thank God that we have a platform that she can come and, you know, do what she's called to do. And if you're wondering where the conference is going to be, it's going to be held at our Kings Haven Worship Center. That's at 2851 Evans Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas, And I believe our zip code is 76104. Ooh, I got it right, America. I'm so excited. But the most important thing is I am your host, Marlo Mosey. And this conference is totally supported and transitioned by Marlo Mosey Ministries. And we're so excited. Okay? This is the ticket. So listen, we have limited tickets left. I believe that. If you guys want to get a seat, you better come by here, get your ticket at the Mansion on Park Row. You can go to our Eventbrite page, get your ticket. You can go to our Wix site. That is www.blingoftheearthwixsite.com/info and get your tickets. Check out the speakers if you want to read the bios. Everything is on this site about what is pertaining to this conference. You want to come and get, we're going to have some great giveaways. I'm telling you, this is going to be amazing. We're going to have a little bit different award ceremony. We have 20 incredible vendors, and we're going to be networking for business. We're going to have Bronson Media there to represent us on our very own Ustream channel. So we're so excited about this conference, America. It's so amazing. We have some incredible gear. We have our Bling of the Earth gear. Okay, I'm so excited. You have your representation of the hologram, and then you have our representation of the stones. So we have bags, shirts, we have calendars, we have everything. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. If you want to come out and register to be part of our Moons at the Mansion show, feel free to do that. We have great vendors. Our very own Auntie Michelle designers are going to be there, Vivica the Giles, and all of her weddings. Great dress. I mean, it's just going to be a great time of, you know, business and networking. And if you want to be connected to women, and I mean virtuous women, of that great mindset, you know, to where you don't have to try to get a shovel to dig up somebody to come and hang out with you and support you. These women are ready to be real sisterpreneurs in your life and support you and elevate you. And that is what we're called to do in this season as women, to elevate one another, to be there, to support, to just be all we can be together, because we know how powerful we are and there is power in numbers. And so that's what this is all about, America. We're so excited about this conference. So feel free to come and get your tickets. General admission is $25. And actually, we are already getting geared up for our next conference called the Summer Down Conference. So if you guys want to be vendors at this new conference, now is the time to come and get your, you know, get on the books and get your positions as vendors, and we're going to the next dimension, America. So be mindful of that. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 682-970-8702 or go on to my Facebook page, Marlo Mosey's Facebook, and I'm telling you, you can inbox me. You can, whatever you need to do to get a hold of what you need to get a hold of, just give me a call or just message me and we can work it out. So we want to be mindful also on our calendar for the month of February. So we have two things going on the first week of February, and we have, which is on the first Friday, is our New Wine Empowerment and Inspiration Group. It's such an amazing group of women that come together, and I believe that this is where this all started at. It was with our New Wine Empowerment and just inspiring one another, loving on each other, being there, and totally being connected with women of like mindsets. So I hope y'all are ready for this one, because this is the first Saturday of February where Auntie Michelle is having her very own Simply and Sensual lingerie line. Okay, she got a whole new line, America. Oh, if it ain't new, it's the maddest stuff. Okay, so feel free to come to our Mansions Boutique and check out Auntie Michelle, where her business is located. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about it, because y'all already know it's Valentine's. Okay, so the week after that, you'll be, you know, we're just trying to figure out if we're going to celebrate Valentine's the week before or after, because I believe Valentine's on a Sunday, the 14th. But come and get you some designs. You know what I'm saying? Make your, hey, I'm really talking to all the women, but especially the married women. I'm talking to y'all about coming to get your stuff, you know, to excel and go to the next dimension in that marriage, okay? That's so true, but not only that, on the complex, we're having great specials in our spa. So we're having Valentine's specials. Come and get your couples massages and come and get just, even if you want a single massage, come out to our glam spa, which is located in the Magic Spa. So we're so excited. We have these great things going on here always, but I tell you, it's all in the spirit of love. And if you want to really come to this complex and find out what it's all about, just feel free to stop by. You don't have to call to come and get a tour or to see what's going on here. We have a fitness here and our very own Kenya Sanchez, who is the owner of Beauty by Design. She's got it going on, y'all. So y'all need to come by and try to figure out how to get in shape, because this is a new year, and we really want to be all we can be. That's in our faith, our fitness, and just being fabulous. Okay, that's what we do as women. But most of all, being the bling of the earth. So I'm telling you, we'll be right back. But until next week, you just be encouraged and know that we are here for you.